Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. TV, this is Dr. Kim DeRamo, and I am super excited. So today I'm going to be sharing about how to listen to your body. And this is one of my favorite topics. It's a really fun topic because we have an internal guidance system. We are constantly guided from our highest level of wisdom into what creates the most health for us, what creates the most passion and aliveness, the most vibrance in our life, our work, our relationships, our money, even things like, should I, you know, purchase this thing? Should I invest in this? Should I make this choice with things, you know, my money? Should I make this decision to go out to lunch with my friends? Like, your guidance already registers what will create the most for you, what will allow you to receive the most. And it's when we tune into this, it always contributes more to us and to our money and to our friendships, our relationships, our work, you know, everything that brings us more abundance. But most people don't know how. Most people don't even know that's available. Like, whoa, there's this guidance that I have, this internal guidance system that is assisting me every step of the way, even with the little tiny nitty-gritty things like, is this choice going to bring me more health? Should I eat this sandwich for lunch? So we're going to talk today about that, about how to tune in and connect with that, how to ask the questions that access us to that wisdom. And then the last part is how to know when you're buying into a lie versus really receiving higher truths and moving forward with embracing higher realities, higher belief systems, and more vitality and vibrance and more abundance in your life. So welcome everyone who's here live. I'm going to tune in on the Addicted to Yoga fan page. Sorry, I started a couple minutes late. I actually hit the wrong button. So I got started and I was like, why isn't this working? Thankfully, I paused and reconsidered the whole picture. And here we are. So welcome to everyone live and welcome to everyone who is listening to the recording. We always post this to our subscribers. So if you're not subscribed at drkimd.com and you would like to receive more of this sharing, you can just go to drkimd.com and subscribe. Easy enough. I also share this content on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim DeRamo. So let's get started with what we have today and how we listen to our body. One of the important things to realize is not only that we have this guidance system that we can tune in for awareness in every moment, in every choice, but that it's already registered what is your highest preference. The things that really make you come fully alive, the things that really contribute the most to you. Some of them may be known and some of them may be unknown, but a lot of times we live in the assumption, like, I have to have it be this way, I have to get this job, or I have to have this lever and it has to work out this way. And so then if it doesn't, I think there's something wrong. Or I have such an attachment to it that I don't surrender to the universe or to life and to my guidance because I'm worried that it's going to have a different idea of what needs to happen than my idea of what needs to happen. This is the thing I see most commonly keep people stuck, either stuck in patterns of illness or lack or fatigue or I don't have the love I want or whatever, limitation, because they have this idea. If I fully surrender to the universe, it might not quite look the way I want it to look. So let me kind of micromanage it myself and stay over here. And that's what keeps us in resistance. I think I get asked that question the most is like, wait, what if it's not going to be the way I want it to be? And so it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We've got to let that go first and foremost. When you realize that this is your higher self. This comes from the highest place of pure love within you, the part that isn't confused about conclusions and assumptions and faulty beliefs that you've made that really aren't true. This is the part of you that knows the highest divine truth of what's really available for you, of what really contributes to your living and your highest fulfillment. For example, a long time ago, I've mentioned this so many times because it was such a great learning for me. I had a relationship fall away that I was so devastated about. I was so deeply in love and so bought in
that this was my lifelong partner. And definitely this person is some, you know, kind of a, twin flame. You know, we're soulmates in some way, but not meant to be life partners. I didn't get that. And as it goes, ultimately, I'm every single day so grateful that it fell away and like something else came in that was infinitely more of a fit. But at the time, it was like, no. And the fact that it was falling away, I kept seeing it as evidence that I'm not in my alignment. I've got to get more in alignment so that I can let this happen, because clearly this is what's supposed to happen. There's so many times we get into attachment about that. And then that like really kept me out of my alignment with fluidly moving forward into what life was inviting me to. When I finally did that, things came into fruition very, very quickly. And it was even more fulfilling than what it could have been before. I just didn't know that. Can we trust? Can we allow? Can we surrender? So that's like the first step that we've got to remember is like, wait a minute, this is like infinite abundance, infinite universal awareness here. Clearly it might know something that I don't know, and I could allow that in. So be gentle with yourself, but remember, like, this is a higher part of you. It totally gets what you're ready for, what you really, really most deeply want, and what you're really ready to receive. So don't worry that it's going to be not enough or not as good as what you can do if you make it happen on your own. So any questions about that or comments, I'm going to check in. And welcome to the people who are here live. Hello, Lauren and Jessandra, Jennifer. My most challenging relationship continues to be one of my best teachers. Yeah, that's sometimes it's like really where the heart is and really painful, but obviously it can be huge learning. Okay, so how do we tune in and feel what's happening? For a lot of people, when they come into my programs or even like the online home program, they'll post in our community chat, I don't know what I'm feeling in my body. Because that's like the main premise of so much of what I share is like, feel your body. And then you can shift things. Yes, that's kind of the second piece, but you got to feel and be aware of what's going on. What's happening in here? What am I registering? Your body is a giant receptor, and it can receive the awareness of like, what's going to be the choice that contributes the most to my life? What's going to be the choice that contributes to me receiving even more abundance and joy and love? What's going to be the choice that really contributes to my highest level of health and vitality and sleeping fluidly and feeling vibrantly alive every day? So the second part we're going to talk about today is asking questions so we can receive that awareness. And this is a huge key. Is like, we got to ask better questions. In the book, I have my book, The Mind Body Toolkit, which is available at drkimd.com. That is one of the 10 tools. It's like, ask better questions. Sometimes we ask, should I eat this? What should I eat? What should I not eat? And it's this should is a judgment. So that's going to come from the mind and all its conclusions and all its beliefs and all its assumptions about what's right and wrong, about what's good for you and what's bad for you. So sometimes awareness will come in and say, oh, you know, let's have that turkey sandwich. And then judgment comes in like, no, it's on gluten bread and that's bad. Or turkey's got, you know, these hormones and tryptophan and it's going to make me tired. I shouldn't eat turkey. So we shut down our awareness. And your infinite awareness knows more than all the books that have ever been written in the history of the world, than all the doctors that have ever lived, than all the nutritionists that have ever lived, like all the gurus of whatever health facet you want to think about. So there really is no way you can trump that. Can I listen and receive it? And it requires me to ask the questions that are going to let me really receive that wisdom, not the questions that are going to let me receive more judgment, like, what should I eat? Oh, you should eat this and you shouldn't eat that. And then the mind kind of chimes in, gives you all of its contribution, which ultimately is not very helpful. So the first step is tuning in to what I feel. And again, when people come into the Instant Elevation program, they'll often say, I don't feel anything. This isn't working for me. Maybe there's something wrong with me and this isn't working. And sometimes we don't let ourselves feel what we feel. We've tuned out entirely our emotional body, like I don't even have an emotional body. And then it's like this existence. I just exist from the neck up. What I think is what I am. And if I need to know more, I'm going to learn more. If I need to get more, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to work harder. So it's like, what? I don't have a body. I don't feel anything. And then we come into a program like this that really invites you into the full experience of the receptivity, the magic of your body, how much awareness you're actually receiving that you've blocked out, and now you're asking yourself to tune in. And you come into a training like that, and it's like, well, it doesn't work for me. I don't feel anything. And so the first thing you want to do is feel what you do feel, which is feel your physical body. So mentally, emotionally, I don't know. Nicole Crabbo says, this has helped me so much. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And I really appreciate that. Lauren says, that's me. Ugh, food. Yeah, a lot of times because we've been so trained to disconnect from our physicality, like being physical is wrong. Having a body is wrong. Enjoying is wrong. Sexuality is wrong. Enjoying sexuality is even more wrong. And then food, it all goes along with the same thing. So it's no wonder we've really destroyed our earth, deteriorated our earth. We have had not really had respect for the physicality of our nature. And we're coming into a higher consciousness where we can fully appreciate being physical as part of our spiritual experience, as part of divinity. I'm a physical being. I enjoy being in the body. I enjoy love and nurturing in my body. I enjoy the beauty of sexuality in my body through intercourse or through just being fully alive in this moment, letting sexual energy be part of the contribution. Can I be a sexual being in my work? Can I be a sexual being in my family, with my friendships? We haven't had yet a full understanding of what that has been. It's been more compartmentalized, like, oh, sex is over there. We don't talk about it. It's only with this particular instance. And maybe when we're experiencing it, we don't even experience it. And then there's the rest of my life. So there's this disconnect. We're just beginning to experience and realize what that kundalini, the sexual energy, does for our health, does for our digestion, does for our creativity and our expression. And it's really part of everything. So Nicole says, I used to fear food big time and would get anxiety every time I ate. That's a big cause of anorexia. So it's like, oh, in order to feel solid and feel good, I just can't eat. It's not necessarily that they're trying to die. It's like, I can't even go there. It's too uncomfortable. Lauren says, I feel like the food stories I'm telling myself are lies. I'm trying to eat mindfully and with ease so my digestion can take foods well. What that will entail a lot of times is moving through all the ick and the yuck and the shame that we've been taught and conditioned to about our physicality. The shame that's in the body or in the thighs or in the belly of like, ugh, my body. How can I nurture this body? I'm not going to eat. I'm going to just put that part away. And it leads to not only the destruction in our body, but like I said, there's the destruction of the earth. Like, ugh, this is a piece of shit. We don't care about it. And let's just trash it. And it doesn't matter. It's like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful gift of divinity that we have. It's the external expression in the material world at the highest level of divinity, the majesty of the earth. And I can look out my window and see the beautiful mountains. And it's like, oh, it brings me the sense of inspiration. It connects me with divinity within myself. It is a gift. We can honor it and cherish it and nurture it and participate in life that way. The same with the body. So tuning in and feeling, thank you for the hearts and the love. Tuning in to the body is the first step. So take a deep breath and begin to just feel what you feel physically. And close your eyes because it will really help you to tune in to so many things that we have trained ourselves to tune out, which creates a lot of addiction and compulsion and a lot of problems. So just breathe fluidly and feel into that. What do I feel physically? Feel your bum on the chair or your feet on the floor. Feel your shoulders and let them just relax. And you can just move to bring some awareness and attention to the body. You could put your hands on your chest to bring some attention and presence to your heart. Let your belly expand out when you breathe in. Let it sink in when you exhale. So just bring some presence. Just that alone will connect you more fully with everything you're feeling and the awareness that you're receiving. Can I feel my body? So what happens? The first thing is like, oh, there's yuckiness in there. No, this is bad. I'm going to tune back out and come back up here to the head. But just instead, breathe through it. And that really assists the body in releasing a lot of the old, stale energies that you're complete with. Like you might have already come into a new consciousness of, oh, I do love and accept myself fully. Or, oh, I really don't hate men anymore. Or, oh, I really am okay with nurturing myself. Or whatever it might be. You might have sort of upgraded your belief system or your awareness, your consciousness, but your body's still carrying that old energy. You must be present and bring your awareness into your body and let your body know it can release it. So just take a few deep breaths. Feel your pelvis. Feel your hips. Feel your thighs. Put your hands on your thighs. Like, touch your body. Another thing that's like, no, don't touch your body. What the frick is that? Touch your body. It's your body. It's a beautiful expression of your essence. It's a beautiful expression of divinity, and it's loud. So you might have that going on. And any way that feels beautiful for you, let yourself explore that. So touch your body and then feel your knees, feel your ankles, feel your feet. Bring your awareness all the way down and just breathe. This alone allows your body to release the shit it's been holding that you've completed. So just practice that once a day when you get up, like, hi, body. Here I am. I'm ready to be in you. I'm ready to embody this physical form and live through it. If there is lack showing up in your life, lack of love, lack of energy, lack of health, lack of money, lack of time, lack of friends, blah, 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 blah. It is always an exact reflection of you not embodying your body, of you not showing up fully in your world, right? So like your essence, your light, the essence of, so you're a spirit having a physical experience. I just got off a private call with a client on Skype. She's in New Zealand, which is so cool. And she's also a doctor. And she talked about, what was it? Yes. She said one of the videos that I had, or the calls we had done with the group, really struck a chord for her and let her experience her divinity to a higher extent. That I said, you're an infinite being in a physical body. And that you're not your body. You're not your physical body. You're an infinite being. And a lot of people have said that, like you're a spiritual being having a physical experience. And when we remember ourselves as the infinite self, when we connect with ourselves as the infinite self, we can allow ourselves to be in the physical self without taking it so seriously, without being so bogged down and identified with it. That creates contraction. So let yourself, that infinite self, come through your physical body by connecting with this awareness. Hi, body, here I am. Let yourself feel all of the body, everything you feel, and then just breathe. And I love all the little faces coming across and the hearts coming across. It's beautiful. That's the first step. So you got to feel physically and connect with yourself physically in order to feel what's happening emotionally. And you don't even have to have that second step happen. It will happen automatically, like, whoa, I'm really fired up. Or, oh, there's so much anger. Oh, there's shame here in this part of my body or this heaviness. Just feel what you feel. So take a few breaths with that every day. So you can become more and more embodied. And I guarantee you that that light that comes through, the light of the infinite you, will show up in your world as the energy that you were lacking, or the money and resources that just come fluidly, or the love of your life, or, you know, the harmony in relationships, whatever, that you've been trying to make it happen and like go for it and toil away to force by manipulating the outside world or trying harder, it will come effortlessly. It will come fluidly. It will come without trying because you're showing up. I'm going to read some comments before I go into the second part about asking questions. Jennifer says, so glad to see you live. Perfect timing for this conversation. That's the other thing that happens is things like your like synchronicity, whether it's in your work or in your life, that just what you share with someone is like, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. That made such a difference for me because it's pure love that's coming through. It's your infinite self that's coming through, not the ego. Like for me, it used to be more of a mix. It'd be like, wait, what should I talk about today? What should I do? Oh, I should do this. I should post a video every day. And then that will get more people finding my work. And then that will be a good thing. But it wasn't always aligned with what was really my essence or what was really fluid for me. Sometimes it was like, oh, I'm doing it because I think I should. And that fell away really quickly. It was like, no, that's a little too much. And that's not going to work for me. So then I just dumped the idea that I needed to have it look this linear way of the expectation. And it was like, all right, when I'm moved and inspired, I'll post a video or I'll share with my community or I'll share what I'm moved to share, not what's like on the agenda or this is what I should do or this is what's trending on social media. I remember one time I hired a social media specialist to assist me and it was like, well, these are the things that are trending. So let's follow along with that. And I was like, that's not really going to work for me. I didn't understand that I operate differently in a totally different frequency than where most of humanity was operating. So reaching out to hire somebody was probably not going to be the way to go. So anyway, yes, that happens a lot. And I appreciate your sharing that, Jennifer. Like this is the perfect thing at the perfect time because that's what will happen for all of us when we align with this wisdom that comes through us. Let it make the choices. Let it have the communication. Let it make the decisions for the most mundane things and the most quote unquote important things. All right. Nicole says, now I just tune in and eat what my body is telling me to eat. Amen. Gail says, does food have a sort of energy vibration? Yes. Food has a vibration. And if it's something that's aligned with, you know, it's going to contribute to you, then you'll feel that resonance. When we begin to operate as an energy being, which is what I'm asking you to do here by like feeling your body, feeling the physical, being aware of the emotional, making choices from awareness, you're beginning to operate as a being of energy instead of buying into this I'm separate and I'm a physical, static, non-changing thing. And let me learn the rules of how I operate. And then if I follow them, things will be good. You're not a static, solid, physical being. For everyone listening here, you are not operating in separation consciousness anymore. Great thing to wake up to. Blah, blah, blah. Ring the bells. Alert. Newsflash. You're not operating in that paradigm anymore. We're operating now as purely energy beings. We can allow things to move and shift very, very quickly. We can allow our physiology and our physical body to respond and shift very, very quickly. For any of you dealing with severe chronic illness, Anita Morjani, her story is an excellent example of this. Her book is called Dying to Be Me. She experienced very severe end-stage cancer, had a death experience, came back from, you know, this, they call it a near-death experience, but it really was a transition experience, had a shift in consciousness out of fear, realizing I am an energetic being. I can operate that fluidly. And her body shifted instantaneously. The physical tumors were completely resolved. All of the cancer was completely resolved, not within, weeks and months, but the next day, like that day when she emerged back into her body in this higher consciousness, she no longer carried the frequency of fear and shame. And her body responded immediately. It's a really beautiful story, and there was a lot of awareness of it because Wayne Dyer heard about her story and was like, whoa, this is amazing. Let me have this woman on my radio show. And all of a sudden, Hay House called her up and was like, we want your book. And she didn't even start writing the book yet. And she had this book contract and was like, boom, 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 boom. All of these things aligned because she had stepped into synchronicity. All right. So yes, we are energy beings. Food has a vibration. So when we exist or when we live as an energy being, we can begin to sense the energy of those around us. We can begin to sense the energy of the food. And it's like, oh, is this aligned with what will contribute the most to me? So that brings us to part two of what I wanted to share. Asking questions. So let's start with food. And I have a video on my YouTube channel called Food Foreplay. I think I shared it in November before Thanksgiving. Because it's like, I can eat out of consciousness and connection, alignment with my highest expression, or I can eat out of unconsciousness, out of fear, and out of a lack of alignment. So I'm like, what should I eat? Oh, I should do this, I shouldn't do that. And it's never really going to create what I most want. So we get into that alignment first. So take a deep breath, feel the body. What will contribute the most to me? And you can practice yourself into the resonance of that. What does that mean? What will contribute the most to me? Well, what will assist me in being fully alive, having amazing health, joy, playfulness, and an awesome partner to share my life with, joy with my family, harmony. What will contribute to all of that and so much more? And then we can feel, because your body will register it. And if you're connecting through your body, aware of what you're experiencing, you will have the awareness of that answer. So you can, like, you know, I remember used to, when I was working in one of the buildings in town, I have an office that I'd be there and partially do my work there. So they had this awesome cafe, and it had like salads and sandwiches and snacks and like all kinds of good things. And I would just feel into that. Okay, what's going to contribute the most to me? And it'd be like a sandwich. And I, like, just like I shared earlier, my body would be like, oh, wait. My mind would say, no, but that has gluten. But my awareness was telling me, no, this is what's going to feed and nurture you. Go with this. So I would receive it, and it would always be assimilated and absorbed and received fluidly, and I'd feel great. And so I learned more and more to trust that. So you can play with that and play with being an energy body, a receptor. And this is in the Instant Elevation program, how we're a receptor, how to tune into that and play with that. You're also you're emitting a message. So you're an emitter, you're emitting energy, you're sending a message to everyone and everything around you. And so how do you play with that? How do you interact with life that way? And then you're also a transmuter. You are transmuting energy. You can transmute anything and everything. Like, your husband's being a little nudgy and you're like, oh, I wish he would just do this and do that. But that's not going to happen. That's manipulation. How can you transmute your experience so you can experience him in a different way? How can you transmute an illness into perfect health? How can you transmute what's happening? So you can learn that. Your body has the ability, as an energy body, to be a transmuter. Okay. So before we move on to part three, Paula has said, I'm in a horrific situation where my daughter and granddaughter are in danger due to the father to this gem of a five-month-old turned complete aggressive sociopath when exposed as being a cheater. Okay, so he got triggered. My instincts tell me to protect them ferociously, but society, social welfare, etc., will not let me until something really devastating happens. How do I trust that the universe will support their safety when everything points in the other direction? I try to use the golden rule, but my instincts keep yelling at me to do more, find solutions for their safety 24/7. This is such a good example. I think there are a few things in our lives that can put us into fight or flight or freeze the way that taking care of our children can. So there are two ways to operate in this situation. The mind will say, oh, if I don't go into fight or flight, I'm just going to sit back and do nothing, right, and just think the universe will take care of it, so I don't need to do anything, and that's crap. I'm not going to do that. So then we go into fight or flight. We see two choices, and neither of them is fluid. So what's the third option that is birthed in a new consciousness? It is not, doesn't exist in that level of consciousness that we're perceiving the quote-unquote problem. How do I emerge into a higher consciousness when it's so clearly not okay and mind is telling me I have to engage, I have to stay in this consciousness because I have to work it out before I can emerge into something higher? That's not true. Can I allow myself, because you can take three breaths while you're on the phone calling the police station, or driving over to do something, can I allow myself to come into even 2% higher serenity with what I'm experiencing? So you have to start with my experience, my fear, my anger, my powerlessness. The only thing you can transmute is what you are experiencing, because everything that's happening outside of you is a delusion. It isn't real. That might sound a little intense, but physical reality is not real in the way that we're buying into it as a reality. It's always a reflection of our consciousness. Can I allow even just 2% transmutation of what I'm experiencing? And in the Instant Elevation program, it will really assist you, even if you just watch 1 8-minute video, in practicing this. So that's an invitation if it feels like a fit for you. How can I allow this to transmute so that that person who, you know, because there's something that happened, X, Y, and Z, and he got exposed as being a cheater, now he's freaking out and doing this and doing that and fighting. And can I allow that? Because this is not me, it's this other person. We, when we live in separation, perceive that person as separate. So I have to go and attack or stop or make this happen and manipulate physical reality. And like I said, for all of us here, we have moved into a higher operating system. And for a lot of us, we haven't learned how to work within that yet. So it's like, everything's falling apart. Nothing's working for me. And I don't know how to do this. And it feels really scary. For you, you can practice this right now, even though it seems like, no, I've got to handle the situation first, then I can practice. Or I've got to lose 20 pounds first, then I can get into alignment with well-being. It will never work that way. Can I allow myself even just 2% more fluidity with what's happening? So feel into your deepest fear, Paula, and for anyone here who can resonate with this, and feel into your deepest powerlessness. Powerlessness is one of the things that's coming up most intensely for you with this, because it's like daughter and granddaughter, the things I care about the most, and then this person who I feel completely incapable of handling, and then, like you're saying, the social society, you know, the welfare, you know, all of the institutions are not cooperating with what I want. So powerlessness is what's coming up for you. So I would feel into that experience of powerlessness, how intense it is, how gripping it is, how overwhelming it is, and with compassion for what you're feeling, just take a few deep breaths into that. Be willing to feel the intensity of it, the reality of it, the overwhelming of it, the pain of it, and breathe through that as much as you can throughout every day that you're experiencing this as you're going about your actions and behaviors. It doesn't mean go and sit in a, you know, on a yoga mat and disconnect from all of it. It means be in the connection with it in a more conscious way. So that will be a start. And I'm not going to have time to go through all the questions right now, but I will go through them when we complete and answer some questions. Let's see what we've got. Okay. Heather says, so do different foods resonate? Oh boy, I just went off the page. Sorry about that. Yes, different foods will resonate differently with your body. There may be some foods that really nurture you, and there may be some foods that are really not a fit for you that could be a perfect fit for someone else. That's why there's no book that can be like, here's the plan for, you know, what everyone should be doing, or what these kinds of people should be doing. Here's what these kinds of people should be doing. There's no navigation system that can even remotely compare to your internal guidance system and listening to your body. So yes, all foods resonate differently, and depending on the day for you or the time of day, it's the resonance you're in at that moment that matters. So it's not like, oh, always eat this for lunch, or this is what you should always do, because it can change tomorrow. It could change a year from now. It depends on your own space and your own frequency, what's going to be a fit for you. And that's why listening to your body and tuning in is the way, and not, hey, listen to me and what I have to say about what you should do. The mentors, and this is going to be a shift for all of us, that you will want to choose, or if it's a program, like I'm going to do this program and learn this thing, the ones that you want to choose are the ones that connect you more fully with yourself, with your own wisdom, the ones that allow you to experience yourself more fully. And anybody who's telling you, I'm going to take your pain away so you don't have to experience it, don't move in that direction. That's not, it's going to be a temporary fix, right? Like, let me avoid experiencing myself fully. That's not going to work for us anymore. So those patterns are going to be falling away. And even though currently it looks like they're still working, that's not, it's already fallen away. It's just a matter of us realizing, like, oh, I'm ready to stop trying to escape my shame, my anger, my hatred, my fear. I'm ready to move into embracing it. And that's why I created the Embracing Health program, where it's how I'm working with people live now. So for 5 months, we will go into this experience of self and I'll guide you. We're starting the next one in April, and that is certainly on offer. It's drkimd.com/health, if that's something that speaks to you. But that's why I've created that. It's like, oh, it's really all about embracing. How can I move more deeply into this union with myself? That's what emerges us into unity consciousness. Gail says, I have a CAT scan on Monday to examine what's going on as far as digestion and weight loss issues. And I'm also scheduled to see a kidney doctor in March to further determine labs that showed a higher degree of creatinine in my system. This is the first time that a blood test showed actual results. So higher degree of creatinine is an indicator of your body, your kidneys are not working as well as they should. But you're building up creatinine in the bloodstream because it's not being excreted. I'm not sure where you're going with that, but stay open to what you're guided to do with that information and what it's telling you. Maybe nothing, maybe something substantial. Sandra says, I say I am divine, a divine being of light. Nicole, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. It's one of my favorite quotes. Lauren says, I'm so thin and want to gain weight and look womanly again. But every health doctor out there says, if you have anxiety, depression, fatigue, to cut out gluten, dairy, sugar, and now I don't know how to gain weight eating so healthy. It's not necessarily healthy. It's restrictive. For someone, it might benefit their health, and for someone, it might do the opposite. So to just label it, quote unquote, healthy, we want to release that because that's just a conclusion. But not wanting to eat the quote unquote bad foods out of fear. I'm releasing that fear more and wish more and accepting my body as it is, even though I wish I could gain more pounds. So one of the things is your body's always going to be an expression of your consciousness. And are there ways that you've hidden from being fully, because you're saying it's about being womanly. Have you suppressed your feminine aspect, like the receptive, receiving, the dark, the inner, the unknown? A lot of that is the fear, right? It's like the unknown, the darkness, all the things we've been taught are wrong and bad. Excuse me. So by embracing that and being willing to enter right into the fear, you can allow more of the expression of the divine feminine. We all have a masculine and feminine energies within ourselves. So if we're sort of, and society's taught us to like suppress the feminine, like feminine is about receiving and about fluidity. And then the masculine is about like boom and, you know, hardcore, make it happen, go out and do, penetrate into the world with my energy. And so when we have imbalance there, which a lot of women do, we become infertile, we have pain with our periods, we have sexual tensions, maybe even pain with sexual intercourse. We can have depression, headaches, migraines, digestive problems, and then things like this where there's like either weight gain or weight loss, or I can't fully embody the physical form. The physical, the earth is part of the divine feminine. It's the manifestation of that spiritual embodiment. So the spirit penetrating into the earth is the fruition of this physicality. So it's a lot about that, the feminine and masculine, divine feminine expression that creates imbalance in our bodies. There is an amazing work on this by David Dida called Intimate Communion. It's a book, and I've read it so many times and really shared it with a lot of people. So that might be helpful for you. Entering into the anxiety is going to be a real key because it's that darkness and that unknown and that like, ooh, that space I should never go to. That's likely what's going to create the most for you. I did do a program called the Mind Body Solution for Anxiety, and we brought people through a 4-week experience using EFT tapping and other modalities to assist them in really embracing anxiety. So if working together live, like maybe the Embracing Health program, is not a fit for you, that might be a good fit. It's a home study program, but you'll go through those live, the recordings of the live group calls. That's under drkimd.com/anxiety. And that program is the Mind Body Solution for Anxiety. It's not offered on the website, but it's still offered through that link when people are requesting it. drkimd.com/anxiety. So that's available if that resonates for you. And I'm going to go on to part 3 because I think this is really valuable of like, how do we use the awareness that we receive? And so when you tune into your body as a receptor, you can tune into, and you tune into how you're feeling and what you're feeling. You can be aware of like, am I buying into a lie, or is that, am I receiving the truth? Is this in my mind telling me what I think I should do, or is this really my awareness? And so your body is your ally in this, and it will never lie. So if something feels light and effortless and fluid, or like just feels relaxed in your body, like, okay, I'm going to eat that turkey sandwich. Okay, just go with it. And then the mind is like, no, you shouldn't do that. You know, you're an addict, or you shouldn't have gluten, or blah, 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 blah. You can't trust that because it's going to make you gain weight, or it's going to make you sick, or the lie will always be about shoulds, judgments, conclusions, assumptions, and it will create tension in the body. Always. So if you're aware and tuning in, you can really differentiate truth versus lie. So if you're asking a question, and I'm going to look at what Heather said here. Whenever I detox heavily, I develop food allergies all over again. Then I have to breathe them all out. But is this normal, or is that something that could be tapped for? So great. Let's just feel truth versus lie here, or just feel into your truth. When we ask a question, our awareness already knows the answer, and it could come through mentorship, like if I'm going to share with you some insight, or it could just come from pure awareness so that you have that with you all the time. So if you're asking, oh God, I have this problem, and it's not going to be okay, and oh man, it's going to be a lot of work, maybe I need therapy, and it feels like this convoluted thing, it's because it's not true. And when it feels like, oh, maybe this is something I can just release and allow a change, either through tapping, you know, EFT tapping, or maybe something else that's really easy for me to do, and that feels easy, and that feels light, and that feels fluid. It's a truth. So you can answer for yourself, is that something that could be tapped for? And I think what you really might want to know is that something that I can shift easily? And so then what's the answer? What do you already know that you know if you were to listen and feel from pure awareness? Because the opposite would be, no, Heather, you're stuck with it. It's never going to shift. It's not normal. It's abnormal. And she's, you know, there's a therapy for it. But I think the guy's in Asia, and it's like $25,000. But you can do it. You know, you really, if you work really hard, and that's what we buy into. And then we'll travel all over the world, or like read 25 books, or see 50 practitioners, and like we buy it. So it's really important and really helpful to begin to tune into. Because even tapping can be like, all right, if I tap 25 times a day, right, why isn't it working? Oh, it's because I'm not doing it right. All right, let me take another tapping course. And I got to do it better. Or let me go be with the deluxe tapping queen of America. Now I'm going to really have it. We keep going for more when we keep believing in the delusion, when we keep trying to solve the problem at the level of consciousness where the problem resides, instead of shifting our consciousness to something more fluid by just relax the body and breathe, and then receiving insight, and then making a choice, and then taking action. So that third choice of like, oh, I'm going to go in fight or flight, and I've got to attack the situation and change it, or, oh, I'm just going to trust the universe and do nothing. Neither of those are the solution. And so can I let myself come into something more fluid? Okay, let me just take a breath and feel what I feel. And then I can respond from that space. So yes, Heather, it potentially tapping could be something that could help your body come into something more fluid so that it detoxes automatically and it's not so disruptive, and that your body is tolerating foods very well and not having allergies. And I see that all the time. Jasandra, when I experience anxiety whenever I eat food with salt, I get so anxious and worried that my blood pressure will rise. I may feel sick and my body starts shivering. What do I do to release that fear? Well, the first thing is, it may be that there's awareness that foods high in salt aren't serving you. So you can use that awareness and avoid those foods. It won't come from fear of like, or conclusion that salt is bad and I can't do this. It just let it be from awareness, and that may be where you're at. But what can you do if your body goes into this pattern is be present to the anxiety that you're feeling. You can do some EFT tapping maybe. You can just do, you know, what we did in this episode here, to presence your body more fully and breathe through what you feel. That alone allows your physical body to release those patterns and those energies. So you can begin to practice with that and be more aware of what's happening in your body. Your presence is the healing component, not the tapping or the therapy or whatever, your presence. So let yourself come into a higher state of fluidity with the experience. Tanya, beautiful Tanya, says, this awareness has been so valuable for me, tuning into what is pure me, my essence versus mind, past experiences, fears, others' opinions. Thank you. Thank you. Thank everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And for those who are listening live, I saw my sister last week because she came out to visit the new baby. And she mentioned something that I had shared on the Mind Body Live episode last week. And I was like, oh my gosh, you watched it. And I was so excited. And I hadn't realized, like, I have family who are tuning in and friends who are tuning in and a lot of amazing people I've worked with privately, like currently or years past, who have tuned in. And I love hearing from you, and I love that you're receiving this. And so share this with anyone that you know will receive it and is ready and that you love. And be sure to subscribe at drkimd.com if this is something that you're resonating with and would like more of. And certainly stay open if you are ready to go deeper and would like to work with me live in the Embracing Health program. drkimd.com/health is where you can just learn more about that program. And I welcome your questions and comments, so certainly share them at support@drkimd.com, and they will find their way to me. I'll be here every week on Wednesday at 10 Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we'll also share this to the YouTube channel. So thanks for tuning in to Mind Body TV. Lots of love, and I'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.